Roseanne Cash has been winning Grammys for 25 years for her songs and her singing. She wrote her latest CD, Black Cadillac, over a two-year period in which her father, her mother, and stepmother all died. Miss Cash, of course, is the daughter of Johnny Cash, whose face would be etched in Mount Rushmore if it were in Nashville, and maybe even if it weren't. Her mother was Vivian Liberto Cash Diston, and her stepmother was June Carter Cash. We visited Roseanne Cash recently at her brownstone in New York City and asked what she hoped listeners will take from Black Cadillac.
My hope is that they bring their own lives to it, mm-hmm. that they're not just hung up on the backstory of the deaths of these people, because it's not a tribute record, but it is about the terrain of loss, grief. And loss is not just one thing. I mean, it's also anger, and it's also liberation and the renegotiation of these relationships, you know, because I don't think that mm-hmm. a relationship between parent and child ends when one person leaves the body. It goes on, but you got to find the new terms.
And you supply both ends of the tangible conversation.
Yeah, so I'm more in control. I like that.
Black Cadillac came before you were kind of pitched into this experience. And tell us what was in your mind at first.
Well, my father's illness had been the background anxiety of me and my siblings' lives for 10 years. But something about that spring, I started to be very aware that it was imminent. His loss was imminent. And I started dreading the public appropriation of grief.
It was a black Cadillac drove you away. Everybody's talking, but they don't have much to say. It was a black sky of rain. Gets to go to heaven, one has to stay here in hell. Now it's a lonely world, I guess it always was.
You're a public family.
Yeah. I resist that when you say it. Everything in me goes, no. But it took me a while to accept that my father belonged to the world. Mm-hmm. And which he does. He does still, more than ever. But during that particular period, right after his death, I really didn't want him to belong to the world. And I resented the intrusion of people trying to engage me and also mourning the loss of Johnny Cash. You know, it seemed incredibly insensitive to me. And at the same time, I appreciated how much love there was for him. But I had to protect myself, so I withdrew for a while.
Your father used to call you the brain?
It was because he and I used to love to get into these philosophical and political discussions. And, you know, once we started, we shut everyone out. You know, if anyone wanted to join the conversation, they were lost. I really enjoyed that with my dad, actually.
God is in the roses, the petals and the thorns.
Storms. God is in the roses.
That's the first song I wrote after my dad died.
Yeah. There's some wonderful lines in here. But, of course, the one that I think will stop a lot of hearts is when you say we're falling like petals. Is that how it felt in your family then?
Yeah, it did. I mean, in that two-year period, my aunt also died, my stepsister also died, and it did. It felt like we were all falling around, you know, the internal structure of our family, which was that generation, my father, my stepmother, my mother.
We're falling like the velvet petals.
It's an odd feeling to become the wall between death and the generation behind you, between my children, you know. Mm. It's comforting to feel the wall ahead of you with your parents, and when they're gone and you're the wall.
Are you particularly eager that, for example, your son wind up appreciating your I don't mean appreciate in terms of just his music, but appreciating, knowing your father.
Yeah. You know, when he was 2 years old, my father was sick, but it was still, you know, 3-4 years before my dad died. And he turned to me and he said, "I just want you to know how sorry I am. I'm not going to see this child grow up." Mm-hmm. So he knew it was coming. And I've thought of that so often, that he had regrets too. I may have regrets on behalf of my children, that, or especially my son, that he won't really remember his grandparents, but that they had regrets too, you know?
Your song, "The World Unseen."
I started writing that one shortly after my dad died, around the same time as "God Is in the Roses." And it was an epiphany, really. I realized that this outcome isn't just particular to them, that we're all headed in that direction. I mean,
that's the Hank Williams line, right? No matter how I struggle or strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Yeah. Right? It's a very prosaic realization that felt like an epiphany. So I started writing the song, which is not a funny song. Yeah. I'm describing it as if it is, but it's not. And there was something comforting about that, you know? And then also to find the person you love and the artifacts that they leave behind, mm-hmm. in their geography, in their particular belongings, possessions, the bits of them that they leave behind, you know? There is something very comforting about that.
'Cause from a distance comes the sound of your guitar. And the miles between, I will look for you in morphine and in dreams. I will look for you, the rhythm of my bloodstream. Westward leading, still proceeding to the world unseen.
And then I was almost finished writing the song, and I went to Christmas Eve services at St. Luke's Church here in the village, and they sang "We Three Kings of Orion Are," and they sang that line, "Westward leading, still proceeding." Oh, I felt like somebody hit me over the head. I wrote it down on the program, and I went home, and I just put it right in the song.
Well, great artists borrow. Or no, wait.
Great artists steal.
Great artists steal, that's right, yeah. Great artists don't borrow, they steal, that's right. Yeah. Before I ask you a little bit more about your music, it's inevitable this year. I haven't seen you quoted so much in this. What do you think of the movie?
20th Century Fox was very gracious and screened it for me in the summer. But it was shortly after my mom died, and so it was a very painful experience. And, you know, I think that it was an honorable approach, and the actors were good. At the same time, I don't know anyone who wants to see the screen version of their childhood. Mm. It's just so unsettling, particularly your parents' breakup, your father's drug addiction. Nobody wants to see that on the big screen. So there's really four people that this movie is not for, and that's me and my three sisters.
Let me ask about the song "I Was Watching You."
Yeah, that song has the most love, I think, mm-hmm. of any song on the record.
Headlights on a Texas road, Hank Williams on the radio, church wedding, they spent all they had. Now the deal is done to become mom and dad.
I imagined before I was born watching my parents as young people being married. And because they had both separately told me the songs they heard on the radio on their honeymoon. So I put that in the song, you know, Hank Williams on the radio. And it seemed like love was the thing that sustained us and survived us. So in three verses, the first verse is before I was born, the second verse is my childhood, the third verse is after their deaths, and they're the ones who are saying, I was watching you, I'll be watching you.
Long after life, there is love.
This is the first album your father hasn't... Oh, wait, I almost said that your father hasn't heard, but we've also been talking about a song in which...
He does hear, right.
Yeah.
That actually has been one of the hardest things for me. Because that's a place where I, particularly with my father, we met over music and playing songs for each other. And so the idea that he didn't hear this or hasn't heard it has been very painful to me. And in fact, when I wrote The Good Intent, which is a song about our ancestry, 300 years of the Cash ancestry, I was in a taxi on coming down Fifth Avenue, and it hit me. First I thought to myself, oh, I got to call Dad and play this song for him over the phone. And it hit me. I was not going to call Dad and play the song. And I think that's when it sunk in that he was gone. That was a moment. That was a life-changing moment. So I hope that what I wrote and I was watching you is right and that they do hear and that they know that I acknowledged how much service they provided to me in their lives.
Thank you. Thanks for all your time.
That was hard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roseanne.
Bye-bye.
I sailed in on the good intent.
Roseanne Cash's new album is Black Cadillac, and it's dedicated in memory of June Carter Cash, John R. Cash, and Vivian Liberto Cash Diston. Roseanne Cash performs a special concert on Friday, February 3 at noon Eastern Time. You can hear it webcast live on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
The shore is calling out.